In a world that wants us all to be the same, be you. Be your authentic self. And I'm not just going to leave it there, because that can be kind of a nebulous thing. It's like, what do you mean, be my authentic self? Well, look at it this way. Biologically, we notice the people that are the outliers, those people that are different. So I'm just looking at all humans in general, is that, the people that stand out are those people that are just doing something completely different. And generally speaking, humans just, we want to hang out and work with and listen to and the people that are like us. And here's the really crazy thing, though. You have a unique voice. You have your authentic voice. Why the heck would you yield and try to appeal to a group and it compromises, or you've got to sacrifice something? Now, that's fine if you choose to do that. My invitation is to create even less stress, like let go of the stress and be outspoken, say and do those things that give you a lot of joy. It's authentic, it energizes you, it lights you up, and attract those that you're meant to serve. Whether you're in corporate, whether you're an entrepreneur, or none of the above, and you're just an employee or a homemaker or whatever it is, when is a good time to just be you? Just be you. If you know yourself to be loving and compassionate and generous and all these other wonderful things, then why would you compromise just to please someone else? Live for you. As I come up on my 52nd birthday in August of this year, I learn this at a new level every single year that I still get the privilege to exist on this planet. And that is, speak out, shine your light, use your authentic voice, Thomas. And as you speak, attract those that have been looking for you. Consider this for a moment, is that the people that you're meant to serve, the people that you're meant to touch their life, whether you're consciously doing this as a service provider or whether, just existing, going to church, hanging out, going to the games and all of that sort of thing, speak out. And that's the only way that these people are going to ever find you. They're looking for you. Use your authentic voice, speak out, do those things that you feel are right, that are from a loving and compassionate and generous space, and they're looking for you. So let me recap on that. Attract those that are looking for you. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is if you take the brakes off and actually say what you mean to say. That even comes down to, let's say you get feedback and people in your life are just like, you curse too much. Okay, fine. Maybe they ain't for you. Or maybe you use Jesus and God and faith-based language and that makes people feel uncomfortable. Well, maybe you're not the one to serve them and they're not for you. Magnify it. Speak out even more. If it gives you joy, if you're coming from a beautiful and noble and serving and place of contribution, speak out even louder to attract those that you're meant to serve. Let go of those that don't resonate with your message, how you're being, what you're doing, what you're saying, and anything like that. Let it go. Because you've heard me say this, you probably heard me say this before, is that we don't get out of this game alive. So why the heck am I going to keep myself in a stressful place trying to please everyone else when I have the power to create some joy and play in my life, share what I get to share, and I'm good? I don't want to die stressed out trying to please someone else. Because the really crazy thing is, I don't have the control over pleasing someone else. I just get to do me from the best place that I get to know. From the best place and way of being that I get to be and the things that I get to do. Thank you for letting me share. It's my intent that you take away something from this, something that resonates, something that lands, something that helps you create something in this world that, gosh, wouldn't have been created before.